This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today we'll be hearing from a Jersey County farmer who enjoys teaching others about his passion. Walt Gregory has been an organic farmer for over 50 years, and he says he wouldn't do it any other way.
Yes, I've been an organic farmer for 56 years now. I started when I was 14, and I just passed the 70 mark back in July, so excited about it. Things are looking good, and I don't see retirement in my life, so I'm going to keep on moving.
Well, great to hear that you've been farming for that many years. You mentioned organic. That's a little bit different than the typical farming that I talk about. Interested to learn more. So were you originally from Jersey County, and is that where you started your farm? Or just give us a little more details about you getting started in this operation.
Sure. No, I'm from Madison County originally. I lived in Alton. And at the age of 14, I was cutting grass, and I had a farmer give me a horse. But because I lived in town, I couldn't keep it at home, so I had to get on my bicycle and ride out in the country and find a farmer to keep it for me. On the seventh day, I finally ran into an African-American farmer that had a third-grade education from Mississippi who lived just north of my home. And he agreed to keep the horse and feed it for me if I had agreed to tend his garden by his rules. And his rules were, one, I could not use a tractor on his farm. He said they're too heavy and they're compacting the earth. And as I tell people today that come out to my farm, the new crawler-type tractors that we've now developed put the same kind of pressure on the ground that a horse or a mule did. So he would be tickled to death to see these new crawler tractors. The second thing he said is I could not plant anything in the ground without checking the moon signs. And the third was, I was not allowed to use any of what he called the newfangled chemical fertilizers, because he said anything that's got the word side at the end of it means death. And he said farmers aren't supposed to be growing things and killing things. We're supposed to be growing healthy food to feed the people to have healthy lives. And he said you can't do that with poison.
So you being a teenager, meeting this man who was farming, did you have future ambitions to farm yourself, or did your interest grow from meeting him?
It grew from meeting him, because all I wanted was a place to keep a horse.
Yeah. Funny how things develop into the bigger operations as the years go by. So you're an organic farmer, so what would you say, other than obviously you're not using any sort of chemical on your acres, what are some other differences that you might see compared to maybe the soil life or other things versus a farm today that does use chemicals?
Well, I was fortunate when I went to college, after knowing Mr. Martin for 6 years, I studied civil engineering with a major in sanitation, and the microbiology professor that taught me at school was an organic gardener and lived behind a fraternity house that I pledged. So I got 5 wonderful years of academia from him. So with 11 years of organics pumped into my brain, with 6 years of practical farming and 5 years of organic understanding from Dr. Beveridge, there was no way I was going to use a chemical. I didn't actually get into farming until after I left the insurance industry at the age of 49 and bought a farm and actually started farming full-time rather than just gardening. So I've gardened or farmed for the last 56 years without using any chemicals of any kind. One of the things that I have learned, especially since I've been retired from the insurance industry, is the fact that our grounds are depleted with both the microbes that need to be there as well as the organic matter. So I've been teaching farmers and gardeners for the last 10 years to activate their soils with the microbes as well as to use char, because char is one of the highest forms of carbon we know. Once it's inoculated into the ground, it's going to stay there forever, because it's just like a diamond. It can't be destroyed by anything except fire. So once you put it in the ground, it becomes a house for the microbes and the minerals to live in. And as I teach farmers today, it's sad, because one of the things that Mr. Martin taught me 50 years ago was that farmers should study their weeds, because the weed is trying to put back in the top 6 inches of the dirt the element that's missing. That's its whole purpose in life. And instead of fighting with it, if the farmer would study it, we would be able to apply the right mineral content back to the ground, and that weed then will not germinate.
So that's going to be my next question for you then. Number one, I guess, how many acres do you have that you're farming organically, and how do you manage weeds and other problems that you know, farmers today would just spray herbicide, insecticide, whatever it may be. How do you manage that organically?
Well, once your ground is truly organic and you've got the right formulation on the ground, weeds will not germinate, because if you've got the right amount of mineral content in your ground, a weed will not germinate. It's that simple. The weeds that do germinate, I either take them out with fire, or I take them out by hand with a hoe. And that can either be a hoe being pulled by a tractor or a hoe in my hand. But I don't have a problem with weeds anymore.
And how many acres are you using these methods on?
Currently, I've got 30 tillable on my farm, and then I rent another 80 from an Amish gentleman. And that's where I keep all my animals at, because my farm's not large enough to have my animals as well as my growing potential.
I want to talk about some other projects of yours. Not only do you farm what you were just sharing with us, you also have something called Our Pizza Farm. And I've got a postcard here in front of me with a picture on it. But if you could maybe just describe for our listeners what that is and what it looks like.
That's the educational side of my farm. And it's a half acre divided into 8 wedges. And from the air, it looks just like a pizza. On 4 of the wedges, I have animals. I've got goats for the milk, pigs for the pork products, a beef cow for the hamburger, and then I like barbecue chicken, so I've got chickens free-ranging on one wedge. Then I've got tomatoes, grains, peppers, and herbs on the other 4 wedges, and we rotate those each year. So we're moving the manure around from the different species of animals, as well as growing the right crops that it takes to enjoy a pizza. And you'd be surprised, most adults do not realize that the food they eat was alive at one time. My favorite wedge of the pie is my pigs, because the pig is the most versatile animal man can use. And as I tell people, the only thing you can't use out of a pig is its squeal.
Well, that really is a neat operation you've got going on, and it really is educational. You've got all the different pieces to the pie, as you said. Do you use all of those, the animals, the vegetables, and use that to feed yourself? Are you selling these products, or how does that work?
Both. And really, the farm's now being pulled back to where my daughter and grandsons have decided we're more concerned about taking care of ourselves and our neighbors, local neighbors. We used to go to farmers markets for about 20 years, and my grandsons finally said, "Grandpa, that's not where we want to put our time and effort. We'd rather teach like you're doing." So that's what I've done for the last 21 years, is traveled the United States teaching people how to grow food without poison on it.
Walt Gregory of Jersey County, reporting for WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.